This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've listened to this show over the last couple of years, you know where I stand on Josh Shapiro. I think he is a great politician. I think the chances are strong he will be a president sometime in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So I am definitely pro Josh Shapiro. In fact, I would rather have Josh Shapiro at the head of the ticket. I think he's that good. I really do. I think he's accomplished as a legislator in Pennsylvania, as an attorney general, as a governor, as someone who clearly is more of a centrist than where most of the Democratic Party is, much like the Republicans have moved further to the right. So as someone who I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I'm not even considering voting for Trump. I won't spend 1 second considering voting for Donald Trump. The vice president, when she ran in 2019 and 2020, well left of me, Dave Hagan. Just a fact. And it's a fact that since she's jumped back in the race because of Joe Biden, that she's attempting on some key issues to move closer to the center. Will a vice presidential pick influence me at all? I doubt it. It's still so remote. But I think it does tell you, how are you using this pick to try to win more votes? Tim Walz, when he was Congressman Tim Walz, was somewhat comparable to Josh Shapiro now. Tim Walz has just moved to the left. As governor, in particular, since winning the second time, it is irrefutable. They have the trifecta. They gave lip service to working with the Republicans, and they said, this might be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Let's check this list, let's check that list, and let's spend the money where they believe it's the right thing to do. I'm not faulting that. It's just well left of where I am. So Walz provides that. And if you're worried about, you know, the further left and how they might react, you'd pick Walz. I hope she picks Shapiro. I still believe those folks, Dave, who were tepid towards Joe Biden by watching him struggle mightily and frequently, that if she picks someone who's more to the center, certainly more center than she is, I don't think it's going to cause many of them to say, I'm not going to vote. And they can't win without Pennsylvania. Period. End of discussion. I see no scenario where the Democrats win without Pennsylvania. And he has a 60-plus approval rating in Pennsylvania. Now, can he be an advocate for, a surrogate for, as governor? Sure. But it carries more juice. It seems from multiple reports today, Dave, that the last 4 hours or so, Kelly's out, and it's down to Walz or Shapiro. And I've talked about this multiple times last week when you're gone. There are some slight nuanced differences on Shapiro compared to Walz and Kelly and Buttigieg and Beshear on the Israelis, on Hamas, on the Palestinians. There are some differences. But there's also some individuals who are calling out Josh Shapiro on his support of Israel and identifying him and not identifying others when it's because he's a Jew. Let's just admit it. Everybody who points it out? No. No. But we have watched religious hate skyrocket in this country the last 10, 20 years, including Islamophobia.
Mm-hmm.
It's other. You see the reaction when we have Ilhan Omar on the show. You see it what happens when we have Keith Ellison. And we've all witnessed what's happened with the rise of anti-Semitism. So if you think Josh Shapiro is dramatically different than Mark Kelly and Tim Walz on Israel and Hamas, you're wrong. And some of that, and not all of it, let me be clear, not all of it is anti-Semitism. Who do I think she's going to pick? I don't know. That's my most honest answer. If you told me, I'm talking to Dan Cook, no 50-50, not allowed to say I don't know, I'm guessing Shapiro. What do you want to say about this?
Well, the last points you made, they have to be taken into account by Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party, right? How many young people specifically in this country have been protesting Israel's side of the war for many months now, pro-Palestinian? And it's not a small group of young people, college-age kids, that they need to vote, that they need to push to the polls. And, I mean, let's face it, tell the truth. Kamala Harris needs those people. And if they're going to be upset by a Jewish vice presidential candidate, upset enough to then say, I'm out, I'm not voting.
That is the balance. Do you infuriate those folks who are going to not vote for Shapiro solely because of his religion?
Mm-hmm.
Not because of his policy positions, because they're very slightly different.
Yes,
from Walz and Kelly. But they're going to profile.
Yeah, they'll see him as a Jewish candidate who is then clearly, obviously, very pro-Israel, so I can't vote for that ticket.
Which is not true, because he has destroyed Bibi Netanyahu. What has he called him? One of the worst leaders of all time. He's called for a two-state solution. Yeah, when he was in college, he wrote a paper. Okay, we're going to judge all of us by what we did in college. Get out of here. He's been a two-state solution guy. Where is the balance of ticking those folks off and causing them to maybe not vote versus appealing to more of the center and in particular trying to win Pennsylvania?
Yeah, well, that's very important. Very important. And, you know, we know what reputation Governor Walz carries with him regarding police.
Yeah.
Earned or not, we know what happened during the George Floyd aftermath.
Yeah. And he earned, in my view, plenty of that criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of it, but a lot.
Yes.
And so get ready for that story.
Yes.
Over and over and over again.
I'd say he earned the criticism for lack of action, for waiting far too long.
Yep.
Did he earn the criticism of being anti-cop? No, that's ridiculous.
No. It's,
that's ridiculous, but
it'll be out there.
The narrative is not, it will be, it is out there.
Yeah, it is. Okay, react on this one, and also I want to get into the debate, whether we're going to have a debate. Remind you. Two excellent guests next hour. Chip Scoggins, back with us, and Boyd Hooper, who is absolute gold, who is the best media storyteller in the history of this state. Simple as that. The best media storyteller, history of the state, another health battle for Boyd. Our friend, our great friend Rena, told that story. Boyd was overwhelmed, couldn't join us Friday. He's with us today at 2:35.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You already have reports, too, that Harris has offered the nomination to someone here in the last couple hours and they've accepted. They don't want this to leak today on a day when the stock market is down 800,000 points. Let's see if they keep it quiet. They're not going to put it out today. I think they may have before the stock market fiasco, but not because of it. The debate now. So Biden reaches out to Trump and says, how about late June and early September? Trump looks at Biden and says, anytime, anyplace. The one happens in June. Biden is a colossal failure. Trump was just Trump. Started lying more and more as it went along. And so, as we know, now Harris is the nominee. So we're staring at the September 10th ABC debate. And Trump being Trump says, no, that's not going to be fair. Let's go September 4th on Fox News. Let's move 1 minute back, too. Let's just so we can get this a little bit. My suggestion on Twitter over the weekend was Harris should propose two and say, I'll be there for Fox September 4th. But let's also do another one, ABC or wherever. And so many people who don't like Trump, and you know me, big Trump supporter. Well, he won't show up. He'll only show up at Fox. He just did the one on CNN. Mm-hmm. Just did it. And he's convinced he's a master debater. He did all the debates in 16. He did the debates for the presidency in 20. Now, did he void the ones for the nominee this year? Yeah, he did. I think it's going to happen. And I also think it's time for her to start answering some questions. Okay? Tomorrow's going to be the big day. She's going to then go on the 7-state tour. It's time for her to have a 1-hour press conference. Now, as one of two individuals who realistically can be the next president of the United States and answer an hour's full of questions. Trump made an absolute fool of himself at the NABJ just because he brought up, hey, she just turned black out of nowhere. So you debate how much credit give him, but Trump went there. He went to CNN, which hasn't exactly been the most friendly to him. And Tapper and Bash were great. Don't you think she should sit down and answer? When's the last time? You know, as a vice president, you don't do press conferences. And a lot of her answers as vice president have been baffling, have been word salads, have been head shaking. She needs to sit down for an hour and stake out her positions for tough, fair questions so the American public can consume that.
It would be good.
Right? Will it happen? What do you think?
No.
Well, then she should be ripped for that.
Feel free.
Oh, I am right now.
Good.
Show up. You have to make more of your case. Nobody voted for you.
Yeah. If you're running for president, get out there because you need to be out there. People need to know who and what they're voting for.
And I want Trump to do more of it, too.
He'll give you the honest truth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we know what's going to happen with him. Let's see what happens with her. She hasn't received a single vote either year. I think she should sit down for some serious questions, and I hope it happens soon. We're going to have at least one more debate, minimum, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.